Hello, this is Monique Tasmette. Thank you for listening to this podcast around the Believer's Pyramid. I'm a business humanizer and partner at InnitMotion. The Believer's Pyramid is one of our tools. It's built to better connect brands to the life of people, anchoring brands in people's reality. We as InnitMotion have been building hundreds of Believer's Pyramids for brands around the world. Iconic brands, tiny brands, and everything in between. We use the Believer's Pyramid to shape the brand strategy and keep the focus on people, because in the end, all brands are there to serve people. It's called the Believer's Pyramid because of the importance for brands to have a belief, and we shaped it as a pyramid with four boxes in there. In the heart, we see the people we serve. This is not primarily demographics, but mainly about defining the affinity group these people would want to belong to. It describes the people who love the brand, and implicitly those who hate the brand. We can formulate this with the question, what are their common defining characteristics? What is their aspired identity? And we always stress to no longer use words like target, because in current days, it doesn't make any sense to use this military language to start a conversation with people. On top, we see the human truth. It is the core aspiration of the people whom the brand serves, reflecting a deep-rooted tension or desire. What tension or aspiration do the people we serve struggle with? It's also called an insight. Can be a personal insight, but we know if there's a societal insight as well, that the brand strategy becomes stronger in the end. What is happening in society today? How are people coping with this? A killer question for insights is there a tension that needs to be resolved? If not, we call it the universal truth and we look further for a stronger insight. Right down, we see the brand point of view. It is the reason why the brand exists. It reflects the point of view that the brand offers to cut through the human tension. It defines the higher level contribution that the brand brings to the life of the people it serves. A killer question for the point of view is, can we find people who believe it and people who do not believe this? If not, we lack the edginess to stand out of the crowd these days and we look further for a better point of view. Left down in the Believer's Pyramid is the product truth. It is the essential characteristic of what we sell, the core of the product, service or experience people buy. It should be aspirational and bring the brand point of view to life, but it should also be sharp and specific enough to serve as the base for an overarching R&D or operations brief. It can also be phrased with the question, does it lead to clear choices and product differentiation from the competition, even in a wider sense? In building the Believer's Pyramid, it is essential to start with people and next define a point of view. We know that several iterations are required to come to a sharp and coherent brand strategy. I do hope you enjoyed my explanation. If you want to know more, please let us know or listen to a few cases on our website. Thanks!